Okay, gang, it's a beloved time of the week for many entertainment lovers. Have you been sitting on the couch, flicking through your streaming or Spotify choices and feeling like everything just looks the same? Thousands of choices, but nothing to watch. It's kind of like a woman's cupboard, isn't it? A little uninspired? Well, if you are, then our next segment is for you. Sit up straight, grab a pen, open up the notes app in your phone, whatever you need to do, because the entertainment inspiration guru himself, Wayne Messingham, joins us now for Wayne's 4x2. Four reviews, 2 minutes each. It will be the absolute highlight of your week. Wayne, how are you?
I'm good, Willie. I hope it's the highlight. That's quite a bit to live up to.
I know. I love how each week we just continue to amp you up.
I know. It's a lot of pressure.
I know. All righty. Well, I will let you get into it. What have you got for us at number one this week?
Number one is a show that I can not recommend highly enough. It's been one of the best I've seen this year. It's called I'll Be Gone in the Dark. This is an exquisite, fantastic HBO production that you can catch on Foxtel. Documentary series, 6 episodes in total. It's a meticulous, detailed look at the Golden State Killer, also known as the East Area Rapist, in California.
In the
mid-70s to mid-80s, he sadly raped 50 women and killed 12. I didn't really know a lot going to this series. I guess a lot of true crime people do. But I only knew a few little things about it, so I just watched it without knowing the full story. But this series is based on the book of the same name by Michelle McNamara, a really highly acclaimed writer. So it's quite a personal story because it weaves in her story. She was married to Patton Oswalt, the famed comedian, so he's interviewed quite a bit. So it interweaves the personal story plus the meticulous detailed story of this horrible man that struck so much fear in California in the 70s and 80s.
Wow. And
also, I think I really appreciate it actually speaks to a lot of the survivors. So it's not just he did this and he did that, how gruesome is that, but it also goes into the enormous wreckage they did on their lives and how they're still coping today, as well as the personal story of the writer, Michelle McNamara. So it's just a wonderful series, another great HBO production. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Okay, there's I'll Be Gone in the Dark,
yes,
on HBO production, but on Foxtel here.
On Foxtel here, yeah.
And it's a documentary, so it's true. If you're a true crime, this is your bag.
Oh, yeah. And just with the quality of the production is outstanding. So it's quite moving in parts as well. And if you're just into true crime itself, there's plenty to chew on here.
Oh, amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
Number two.
Number two is a latest album, just came out recently by the great veteran American band, The Flaming Lips. The album is called American Head. This is actually their 16th album. They've been around since 1983. So they've actually stayed the journey.
I was going to say,
well,
they're about as old as me.
Yeah. So they've done extremely well. They're amazing live. Actually, about this time a year ago, I saw them at the Opera House and they were playing the Soft Bulletin in full. And they just, I don't know if you've ever been to a Flaming Lips show, but there is nothing like it. The joy, the theatrics, the everything that goes into it. And this is their latest one. I think what I love about it is that a lot of bands, especially this long in their career, just don't have the spark or the vibe anymore.
Yes, I was going to say that. Yeah, do they still have that kind of vibe about them?
Oh, no, definitely. I mean, a lot of younger bands, by the time they get to fourth and fifth, I've got a theory that there's only so much inspiration that humans can draw on.
Yeah.
And I think I really credit anyone that can have that long career where they're not just playing, relying on their second and third albums, but they're still producing on their 16th. And they definitely have, I think it's their best one album in quite a while. It's probably a bit more toned down on the wacky and the psychedelic. And this is a very personal album. What I love about the Flaming Lips albums, though, is there's always that beautiful sort of sadness and melancholy that goes through it. And this is, you can see from Wayne Coyne, who's the main man, it's quite a personal album. And it's just a beautiful record. And I think it's just great that in the year 2020, The Flaming Lips can still produce the goods.
Still pumping it out. Okay, so what's that called?
American Head.
American Head. Okay, the Flaming Lips album. Check it out. Number three.
Number three. I'm staying on the murder theme here. Another. So if you're into this,
have you? You've had a dark week, Wayne.
I have. Yeah, I have. But this is another really great show. This is actually a drama series, not a documentary. It's called White House Farm. This is a British TV show, also on Foxtel. Six parts, six episodes in total. It details the gruesome murder of five people at a farmhouse in Essex, England in 1985. There was a woman called Sheila Caffell who had some issues. She was schizophrenic and she was murdered along with her two parents and her two young boys. They were all found dead in this farmhouse. I won't obviously give you the details of it if you haven't sort of read the story. I watched it without knowing how it sort of finished up. But basically they thought it was a murder-suicide, that she killed her parents and her children and then turned the gun on herself. Oh. But I won't say any more.
Okay, I was going to say, no spoilers, no spoilers.
No.
Okay, so that's just called White House or Lighthouse?
White. In the colour. Yep. Yeah, White House Farm, which is the name of the farmhouse that was they gave it that name. So this is just like in the tradition of great British dramas, beautifully acted, beautifully written, really holds the tension throughout. The characters, they sort of go quite deep into them, not just the murder investigation where you follow the detectives, but the effects of the other members, because obviously there was the woman that died or in the incident, she'd separated from her husband. So you've got also the grief of him losing his two boys and all the other various family members. So this is if you love great British drama about crime, I really recommend
White House Farm.
This.
You need to hit it up. Okay, cool. Number four.
Number four is a film I saw last week. I'm not going to put this in the great films, but if you just want a bit of enjoyable fun for an hour and a half, this is quite a nice film without being a great film. It's called An American Pickle. It's a gentle, funny film about family and time travel. Seth Rogen is the man. He actually plays Herschel Greenbaum, and he also plays his great-grandson. So you have to stretch your belief a little bit here. It starts in 1917. He's living in Eastern Europe. He's destitute. He emigrates to New York with his wife, and he gets a job in a pickle factory. But one day he falls into a vat. It's quickly sealed over somehow, and then the factory is condemned. So 100 years later, he's actually been pickled himself. So these two boys playing in the factory find him. He comes out. Obviously, none of this can happen, but this is a movie, so you have to just go into the story.
Yeah,
so he comes out. He's like 100 years later, where the hell am I? He finally finds his great-grandson, Ben. So Seth Rogen plays both of them. So it's a bit of a gentle sort of one of those, person from the past coping with the new age. Ben himself is an app developer, so he has to explain all the things
What's
about computers
app?
And everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just one of those nice sort of films, clash of cultures.
Yeah.
I don't think Rogan's a great actor, but he's got a real likability about him. He's very charming and funny.
He does have a likability about him, doesn't he? It sounds like a good set reality aside for an hour and a half and come on this journey with us.
Yeah. It's probably not, it probably sits somewhere in between a drama and a comedy. It's probably not funny enough to be a real comedy, and it's probably not dramatic enough, but I did enjoy it. So if you're just looking for something to go to the cinema and just have a nice, gentle laugh and a nice time, this is a good film. So
American
good,
Pickle.
But not great.
Okay. Wayne, as always, oh my goodness, thank you so much for your time this week. I hope you have maybe not as much murder this week coming.
No,
I don't know. I don't know. Swings and roundabouts.
I've been watching a comedy this week that I absolutely love, so that'll be a bit lighter next week.
Perfect. Perfect. All right, Wayne, thank you as always. We appreciate your love. You.